The Kaluamans led the two prisoners uphill to a place where there was a big clearing. And this was what the prisoners saw. At the center of the clearing, which was also the highest point of the hill, there was a little hut like a stable with a thatched roof. Its door was shut. On the grass in front of the door, there sat an ape. Tyrion and Jewel, who'd been expecting to see Aslan and had heard nothing about an ape yet, were very bewildered when they saw it. The ape was, of course, Shift himself, but he looked 10 times uglier than when he lived by Cauldron Pool, for he was now dressed up. He was wearing a scarlet jacket, which didn't fit him very well, having been made for a dwarf. He had jeweled slippers on his hind paws, which wouldn't stay on properly because, as you know, the hind paws are really like hands. He wore what seemed to be a paper crown on his head. There was a great pile of nuts beside him, and he kept cracking nuts with his jaws and spitting out the shells. And he also kept pulling up the scarlet jacket to scratch himself. A great number of talking beasts stood facing him, and nearly every face in the crowd looked miserably worried and bewildered.
O Lord Shift, mouthpiece of Aslan, we bring you prisoners. By our skill and courage, and by the permission of the great god Tash, we have taken alive these two desperate murderers.
Give me that man's sword.
Yes, Lord Shift.
I should like to hang it round my neck.
How does it look, Captain?
Oh, very impressive, Lordship.
We'll see about those two murderers later. I've got some other business first.
Yes, Lordship.
Now, listen to me, everyone. The first thing I want to say is about nuts.
Nuts?
Where's that head squirrel got to?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you are you? Now attend to me. Aslan wants some more nuts. These you brought aren't anything like enough. You must bring me some more, do you? Twice as many, and they've got to be here by sunset tomorrow, and there mustn't be any bad ones among them.
Please, would Aslan himself speak to us about it? If we might be allowed to see him.
Well, you won't. He may be very kind, though it's a lot more than most of you deserve, and come out for a few minutes tonight. Yes, then you can all have a look at him. Nobody will not have you all crowding round him and pestering him with questions. Anything you want to say to him will be passed on through me, if I think it's worth bothering him about. In the meantime, all you squirrels had better go and see about the nuts. And make sure they're here by tomorrow evening. Oh, my word, you'll catch it.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
But where will we get any more nuts?
We've given him the entire supply we had for the winter.
Yes. Quiet, quiet. We'll have to find some more, that's all.
Where?
Now go. Go.
Excuse me.
What do you want?
Why can't we see Aslan properly and talk to him?
He hasn't got time for an ugly old boar like you.
But when he used to appear in Narnia in the old days, everyone could talk to him face to face.
Don't you believe it? And even if it was true, times have changed. Aslan said he's been far too soft with you before, do you see? Well, he isn't going to be soft anymore. He's going to knock you into shape this time. He'll teach you to think he's a tame lion. And now here's another thing you've got to learn. I hear some of you saying, I'm an ape. Well, I am not. I'm a man. If I look like an ape, that's because I'm so very old, hundreds and hundreds of years old. And it's because I'm so old that I'm so wise. And it's because I'm so wise that I'm the only one Aslan is ever going to speak to. He can't be bothered talking to a lot of stupid animals.
Oh.
No. He'll tell me what you've got to do, and I'll tell the rest of you. And take my advice and see you do it in double quick time, for he doesn't mean to put up with any nonsense. And here's another thing. I hear some of the horses are saying, let's hurry up and get this job of carting timber over as quickly as we can, and then we'll be free again. Well, you can get that idea out of your heads at once. And not only the horses either. Everybody who can work is going to be made to work in future. Aslan has it all settled with the King of Kalomen, the Tizrock, as our friends the Kalomens call him. All you horses and bulls and donkeys are to be sent down into Kalomen to work for your living, pulling and carrying the way horses and such like do it in other countries. And all you digging animals, like moles and rabbits and dwarfs, are going down to work in Tizrock's mines.
No, it can't be true.
No, Aslan would never sell us into slavery to the King of Kalorman.
None of that. Hold your noise. Who said anything about slavery? You won't be slaves. You will be paid. Very good wages, too. That is to say, your pay will be paid into Aslan's treasury, and he will use it all for everybody's good. Isn't that right, Captain Rishdar?
Most sapient mouthpiece of Aslan, the Tizrock, may he live forever, is wholly of one mind with your lordship in this judicious plan.
There. You see, it's all arranged and all for your own good. We will be able, with the money you earn, to make Narnia a country worth living in. There'll be oranges and bananas pouring in, and roads, and big cities, and schools, and offices, and whips, and muzzles, and saddles, and cages, and kennels, and prisons, and... Oh, everything!
But we don't want all those things. We want to be free. And we want to hear Aslan speak for himself.
Now don't you start arguing, for it's a thing I won't stand. I am a man, and you are only a fat, stupid old bear. What do you know about freedom? You think freedom means doing what you like? Well, you're wrong. That isn't true freedom. True freedom means doing what I tell you.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
It makes sense to me.
Please?
What is it now? Be quick.
Please, I can't understand. What have we to do with the Kalormans? We belong to Aslan. They belong to their god called Tash. They say he has four arms and the head of a vulture. They kill men on his altar. I don't believe there's any such person as Tash. But if there was, how could Aslan be friends with him?
Go away, you silly little bleater. Go home to your mother and drink milk, stupid lamb. What do you understand about such things? But you others, listen. Now, shh. Tash is only another name for Aslan. All that old idea of us being right and the Kalormans wrong is silly. We know better now. The Kalormans use different words, but we all mean the same thing. Tash and Aslan are only two different names for you know who. That's why there can never be any quarrel between them. Get that into your heads, you stupid brutes. Tash is Aslan. Aslan is Tash!
Excuse me, but this interests me.
Ah, now the cat wants a word. Yes, Ginger?
Does your friend, from Kalormen say the same?
Oh, yes, yes, assuredly. The enlightened ape, man, I mean, is in the right. Aslan means neither less nor more than Tash.
Especially, Aslan means no more than Tash.
No, no more at all.
Is that good enough for you, Ginger?
Ah, certainly. Thank you very much. I only wanted to be quite clear. I think I am beginning to understand.
Good. Good.
Ape, you lie damnably. You lie like a Kalorman.
What?
You lie like an ape.
Silence that man.
A terrible god, Tad.
Take him away.
Who feeds on the blood of his people?
Take him when he cannot hear us, nor we hear him. Tie him to a tree. Someone over there, and Aslan will do justice on him later.